I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
KSL News Time is now 5 o'clock, and it's Tuesday, the 26th day of May. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. Right now, downtown, 54 degrees.
It's an accident-free start to the drive. I'm Heather Kelly.
Our top story this morning, as we wait to find out the motive for a shocking murder this weekend, we're hearing from a woman who met the suspect before.
Police say it was a Tinder date. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards begins our live team coverage. Mary?
Amanda, Layton police say Ethan Hunsaker called them to report killing Ashlyn Black. He says he did not know her, but had just met her on the Tinder dating app. And last night, her family issued a statement saying a monster took away the life of their girl in a crime as senseless as it was evil. Now, a woman named Autumn Daly tells KSL that could have been her. She says she met Hunsaker at work and he started bombarding her with text messages to meet up.
He had mentioned that he just feels like he has no one to talk to and he doesn't have any friends, and that's kind of why he was reaching out to me so often.
Daly says she is heartbroken for the victim and can't imagine what the family is going through. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Victims' rights groups are asking people not to shame the victim in this case. Our live team coverage continues with KSL News Radio's Kelly Pierce.
Layton police say 25-year-old Ashlyn Black was stabbed to death early Sunday morning at the home of Ethan Hunsaker, a man she had met just a few hours before on Tinder and who's now been arrested. But Utah Domestic Violence Coalition spokesperson Liz Solis told KSL-TV she's concerned that some people are blaming Ashlyn for what happened.
How the victim met the perpetrator, or where or when the decision to commit the violent acts was that of the perpetrator.
She says victim shaming is not new. It happened after University of Utah student Mackenzie Lewick was killed last year. Kelly Pierce, KSL News Radio.
Family and friends of two kids missing in Idaho marked Memorial Day with a candlelight vigil for J.J. Vallow's 8th birthday. KSL-TV's Andrew Adams attended the vigil in Rexburg.
J.J. Vallow and Tylee Ryan have been missing now for 8 months. Their mom has remained mum. Organizers believe the answers are out there somewhere. They only hope somebody can shed some light.
Lori Vallow Daybell remains in jail in Idaho, charged with multiple crimes, including felony child abandonment.
The WHO warns about reopening the world. KSL's top national stories. Shawn Michael Lyle is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Well, Tim, the head of the emergency health at the World Health Organization urges caution as countries begin to drop coronavirus restrictions.
The disease can jump up at any time. We cannot make assumptions.
Dr. Michael Ryan says a second wave could pop up in localized areas at any time. Throngs of people who partied in Missouri's Lake of the Ozarks over the holiday weekend urged to self-quarantine. No known infected people were there, but crowds were packed together, the mayor saying.
This is not the kind of image that I think we want to be projecting.
The nation's beaches were also packed with little social distancing. Maryland-based biotech company Novavax begins human trials of their coronavirus vaccine candidate in Australia. 131 volunteers to be injected in the first trial, which determines the safety of the vaccine, results expected in July. Coronavirus coverage every 30 minutes on KSL News Radio. And President Trump's trip to Florida tomorrow is in question. He's set to watch American astronauts fly in the SpaceX rocket to the International Space Station for the first time, and told reporters last week,
I hope you're all going to join me. I'd like to put you in the rocket and get rid of you for a while.
But the forecast calls for storms. The launch could be delayed until Saturday. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Shawn Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
Presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden has ventured out from his Delaware home for the first time in 2 months.
Joe Biden emerged from his home Monday to lay a wreath at a veterans memorial park, an appearance that comes following 2 months of virtual events and interviews from his Wilmington, Delaware basement. The coronavirus pandemic has prevented both the former vice president and President Trump from holding traditional campaign rallies. Biden told reporters Monday it was good to be out of his home. Adam Kelsey, ABC News, Washington.
Fire managers will give a preview today of what they expect heading into Utah's wildfire season. We've had a dry spring, so above average wildfire activity is expected. We've already had several break out.
Fire managers plan to discuss the forecast and how we can do our part to limit fires and stay safe this summer.
KSL Weather with Grant Wayman. If temperatures are any indication, summer has arrived in the Beehive State.
We are looking at a big heat wave. Now all of a sudden we're going to start thinking about excessive heat and what to do when it gets into the thick of summer, because we've got that thick of summer type weather coming our way a little early this year. In fact, by Thursday and Friday, we're going to reach the mid and maybe even the upper 90s as early as Saturday.
Grant says right now it looks like we could have record high temperatures on Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. And while it will be hot here along the Wasatch Front, in St. George, they're expecting triple-digit temperatures 5 of the next 7 days.
The Salt Lake County Library System will start curbside delivery today. You place materials on hold, then reserve a pickup time. The library director says there's been a big uptick in the use of online services during the pandemic, like e-books and virtual programming. Other libraries around the state are opening up their locations as well.
I know we've missed our public library. Coming up on KSL, why Memorial Day became more of an indoor holiday for some of us this year.
And your KSL traffic.
Good speeds on all the roadways right now across the Wasatch Front and no accidents reported. And that's the way we want to start our drive. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time is 5:06.
KSL is honoring the class of 2020.
Pandemics, earthquakes, and killer hornets couldn't stop us from getting our diploma.
Listen all this month on KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
I'm Tino from 12220. In my community, a lot of families don't encourage higher education.
I'm Guy in zip code 40220. I like my neighborhood okay, but sometimes it's hard to make friends here.
The Y Achievers program opened my eyes to future possibilities and helped me prep for college.
At the Y camp, it's really a safe place. All of the people there are really accepting and nice.
At the Y, my zip code doesn't define my future. I do.
Support your local Y at ymca.net/forabetterus.
All in together now, we can make it better. Can we do it? We'll open up.
Cause we know how to jump.
Moving and eating better every day can help make you and your kids healthier. Search We Can online to find out more. A message from the Ad Council, HHS, and NIH's We Can program.
Thanks for starting your morning with us here in your week, a shortened week for most of us after a 3-day weekend. I hope you had a great Memorial Day weekend with your family, if you were able to gather and maintain your social distance. We'll keep an eye on all things happening around the world for you this morning between now and 9 o'clock.
Even nice weather couldn't keep people away from stores this holiday weekend, with many stores expanding hours of reopening for the first time in weeks. KSL-TV's Ashley Kewish has an in-depth report from Fashion Place, which was packed yesterday.
On a day when barbecues are usually more common than shopping bags, malls in the Salt Lake Valley were packed.
It's just been forever. I've been dying to go to the mall. It's been since, like, February.
Take a look at Fashion Place Mall exactly 2 months ago today. Basically a ghost town. And now Utah shoppers are itching to come back. For some, it seems like the two-month shopping drought was almost too much to bear.
Oh, I just can't wait to look at the shoes and I need new shirts and new pants.
But if you do decide to head to the mall, expect for things to be a little different.
What? They have a line? That's crazy.
To encourage social distancing, stores like Lululemon had a wait time of about an hour.
It is really hard, though, to stay away from people in the stores. That's one thing we noticed.
Also, some stores won't allow you to try on clothes just yet.
Oh, really? Is that like all the stores or just some of them?
Not all of them. Clothes that are tried on in store and then not bought head into closet quarantine for a couple of days.
I guess it's good, although, you know, everybody's got their hands on the clothes anyway, so I'm not sure how much good the quarantining does.
Whatever your reason for returning to the mall is,
I was looking for some sandals.
Just know things will look differently than you may remember.
It's kind of weird. It's definitely kind of a shock. Not something I'm used to.
Funny to hear so many people say, I've been missing it. I just wanted to go to the mall. I want to look at some shoes.
Oh, I've had friends like that. But that's the thing they would miss the most. Yeah. What was the story we had last week, Tim, about a department store that if you tried something on, it wouldn't go back on the rack.
Yeah.
It would go off and be cleaned before it went back on the rack. So they do have different processes now.
Yeah. I wondered about that with everybody worrying about, you know, handling things that other people had handled. You got to try on a shirt. You got to try on the pants. How long does that keep them off the rack? That's a challenge for those stores.
Yeah.
One of the places we've saved money over this pandemic is probably spending money on clothes.
Yeah.
While we spend more on food and cleaning supplies these days. All right, 509, let's get a first look at how we're doing on the roads out there this morning. Sponsored by Mountain America's Visa Bonus on groceries and dining. It's Heather Kelly in with us early this morning. Hi, Heather.
Hello, good morning. Hey, we're looking really good right now on all the roadways. Not a lot of traffic this morning. That could be just because it's really early, and also it's the day after a holiday. We may not have as many cars on the roads today as we normally would. Nothing going on right now. No accidents reported, so there are no delays on I-15 northbound or southbound between Provo and all the way up to Ogden area and even further north. So around the Salt Lake Valley, you're also looking good. At University of Utah Health, they take care of Utah like Utah takes care of each other. There's only one you. Be treated that way. Learn more at uofuhealth.org. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s, and it's in the beginning of a heating up phase, we think, in the weather forecast. Let's get details now with you, Grant.
Plenty of clouds this afternoon here in northern Utah. Temperatures managed to get into the low 70s, but a cold front is on the doorstep. Tonight, that storm will move in, producing valley rain, thunderstorms, and cooler temperatures. The showers linger through Saturday morning, but should be gone by afternoon. Look for lows in the 40s, highs in the 60s, mostly sunny and mid-60s on Sunday, mid-70s and sun for Memorial Day. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kevin Eubank.
Starting the morning. What's that?
Sorry, that wasn't Grant. That was Kevin. So I tossed to Grant, and that was Kevin. Sorry, Kevin.
It is Weatherman Roulette. 54 degrees out there this morning.
Coming up in a moment, we'll speak with Jim Ryan from Dallas about how some gyms are opening around the country, but can you imagine the challenge of keeping these gyms sufficiently clean?
Yeah.
Before the pandemic happened, I remember at our gym, you know, you'd sort of be responsible yourself as a user of the gym after you got done on the elliptical or the treadmill or whatever. You'd go get, it was a courtesy, you'd go get a couple of those wipes and you'd come and wipe down the handles and whatever. But I'd see people who didn't do that too because they didn't really. But I think at least once a day and maybe more than that, I'd see the cleaning guys come through and do. I wonder how many times they do that a day now.
I don't know, particularly on the heels of, what was it, May 11th or 12th, the CDC came out and said that we now know, that this virus
doesn't spread
as easily on surfaces or objects as we
right.
thought it did. So maybe that'll make people a little more comfortable.
Yeah. Good point on that. If people can calm down in their perception, although I wonder if it just makes them feel better to see people cleaning
yeah.
when they're in there. Anyway, we'll talk to Jim about that coming up in a moment on KSL.
Stay with us at 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. And thanks again for starting your morning with Tim and Amanda on KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Stay up to date on the coronavirus by listening to Utah's Coronavirus Call-In, weekdays at 12:20 on KSL News Radio. In partnership with the Governor's Office, Jeff Kaplan interviews medical professionals and experts and top Utah officials who answer your pressing questions. Utah's Coronavirus Call-In is presented by Utah's Medicaid Health Plans and University of Utah Health. Are you facing unemployment and loss of health insurance? Go to jobs.utah.gov and apply for health benefits today.
The most dangerous day for a baby is the first day of life. Those first 24 hours that should be moments of joy take the lives of thousands of babies every day. In fact, every 30 seconds, another child is lost. They die from infections, pneumonia, malnutrition. The worst part, it's preventable. For nearly 60 years, Project Hope has been working around the world to save the lives of mothers and babies at risk. Right now, Project Hope is training local healthcare workers to safely deliver and care for babies in those critical first moments of life. Project Hope is delivering medicines and medical supplies to prevent deadly disease, giving precious newborns the healthy start they need to survive and thrive. This tragedy can be stopped. Make sure her first day of life is not her last. To volunteer or learn more about Project Hope's efforts to save newborns now, visit projecthope.org.
Good morning, KSL News Time, now 5:14. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
the family of a murder victim says she was taken in a crime as senseless as it was evil. Layton police say Ashlyn Black was killed by a man who met her on Tinder. I'm KSL News Radio's Mary Richards.
Second, the Utah County Sheriff's Office says a Washington State man got stuck on a cliff at Mount Timpanogos last night. They got equipment to him so he could spend the night. They'll try pulling him out later this morning.
Third, of course, keeping an eye on that drive, what there will be of it anyway. Brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Bonus on groceries and dining.
Right now, the few cars out on the roads are at freeway speeds. We do have construction crews back at work on I-80 heading west out in Tooele County. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
A lot of sunshine up to 84 today. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now, 54 downtown.
And it's time for the KSL In-Depth. Many states are now allowing people to get back into their local gyms to work out. But making sure the equipment stays clean is a challenge.
Joining us live from Dallas is ABC News correspondent Jim Ryan. What's it like there in Texas, Jim? How are they handling the gym issue?
In different ways. A lot of gyms are handling it, Amanda, by simply not opening yet. Some of them are even the national chains that are operating here in Texas. Some of them are allowed to open now, but are holding off for a few weeks just to ensure that they've trained their staff, that they've made sure everything is sanitized, that the equipment is set up and roped off in cases so that people are 6 feet apart and following those social distancing guidelines. So, and others have just opened up and they're going full bore right now. And that leaves it up to the customers, the members, to ensure that they're being safe. And that's important. So the one thing you really need to do is when you go in, bring your own towel, first of all. If they do provide towels at the gym, bring your own anyway. Bring your own sanitizing wipes. Make sure that you have the kind of stuff that you need to ensure your own safety when you go in. Don't necessarily rely on the employees of that gym to have done their job to make sure that everything is clean and that you're ready to go in there and have a safe experience.
I was always a little careful about bringing my own towel to the gym with me. But we were just talking a minute ago, Amanda and I, Jim, that a couple of weeks ago the CDC eased up on this idea that this virus transfers easily on objects or surfaces.
Yeah, there's still a lot of debate about that, Tim. Can it be transferred from person to person? How long does coronavirus live on a piece of cardboard or a piece of steel exercise equipment? The jury's still out on that. So just forget about it. Don't sit there and say, I wonder if this was cleaned in the last 3 days or the last 20 minutes. Just clean it yourself anyway before you use it. Bring some antiseptic spray, put it on there. Spray the stuff onto the equipment, let it sit for a minute or so, then use the equipment, wipe it off again, clean it up after you're done, and move on to the next. Obviously, it's going to add some time to your workout and your time at the gym to ensure that everything is clean, but it's better than exposing yourself to the potential for a life-threatening illness.
My brother went back to his gym in Florida this week, Jim, or last week, and they took his temperature at the door. And, you know, in Florida, the temperatures down there are so hot that they said, now, if you're at 100 degrees, we'll let you sit for a second and see if your temperature goes down. But that, I thought that was interesting. Are they doing anything like that where you are?
No, not necessarily. And I think that's another one that a lot of people are asymptomatic. People who are walking around carrying coronavirus in their bodies don't show symptoms. So taking someone's temperature, and even if they're 98.6 or they're completely normal, they could still be carrying coronavirus. So it's not really an absolutely foolproof way of determining whether somebody is sick or not. So, yeah, temperature is great. It could be an early indicator. If somebody does, if they do have a temperature of a fever, it's certainly a strong indicator. But just because they don't doesn't mean that they're not carrying the illness. The other thing is face masks. If you go in there and you're on a treadmill, you're on an elliptical, you're doing whatever, a rowing machine, you're expelling a lot of air, you're huffing and puffing, then still some health experts say that you should be wearing a mask during those workouts to protect yourself from other people's germs and to protect others from your germs. It certainly makes it a more difficult cardio experience, but, you know, again, it's worth it if you can protect yourself from getting sick.
Holy cow, I wouldn't make it 10 minutes on the treadmill with a face mask on. I do know that, because I've worked the last 8 or 10 years, Jim, in the mixed martial arts world, doing ring announcing. And a lot of those gyms, a lot of those guys that look at it as a profession, not just a you know, weekend warrior workout routine, have moved their training bags and things outside to try and avoid some of this thing and give them more space for social distancing.
Well, it makes sense. yeah, leave the stuff in the cupboard. Only take in the minimum of what you absolutely need. Because in a lot of cases, I know here in Texas, locker rooms are not open yet. Shower facilities are not open yet. The restrooms are open, but there's really no place to stash your stuff other than your own car. So, yeah, that's a good point. Mm-hmm. If you want to avoid contact with your equipment, you know, whether it's your weight equipment or your racquetball racket, whatever. You just need to make sure that you're protecting that stuff, too, from too much exposure to other people.
I hate to have people, you know, stay away from the gym, though, because keeping your immune system strong and your body strong is the way that we fight any potential virus. So you have to balance that out with it.
Absolutely. Whether you're doing it at the gym or you're doing it at home on your own exercise machine or just walking around the block, be sure to do something just to keep your immune system up and running.
Yeah. Jim, we always appreciate your conversations with us in the morning. Thanks so much from Dallas, ABC News correspondent Jim Ryan. Of course, the endorphins that exercise brings does wonders for your mental health, too. And I know a lot of people have just been really hankering to get back and do it. And for me, I could have every piece of workout equipment in my home, and I still wouldn't use it. I have to do it outside the home, mm-hmm. or I'm just not
my
motivated.
Aaron is the same way. He went back to the gym for the first time yesterday, and it was just like Christmas. He was so happy.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, if it's, he's happy, then I'm happy, you know.
That's the In-Depth at 15 and 45.
Just past 5:19. Let's get an early look at your morning commute brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Bonus on groceries and dining. And back over to you, Heather.
Well, we're looking at a crash now, southbound I-15, right near the 3300 South exit. Several cars involved in this one and a lot of emergency crews on the scene as well, but they've all pulled themselves over to the right shoulder. So the few cars that we have on the road, it's not causing any delays for you at all. Just stay to the left as you pass by 2100 South and make your way into South Salt Lake and Murray area. Other than that, you're going to be at good speeds northbound I-15 coming out of Utah County and into downtown Salt Lake. Get immediate installation on in-stock products during Ogden's Flooring and Design Memorial Day Sale. For a free virtual or in-home consultation or to find the nearest location near you, visit ogdensflooring.com. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. Last time we checked in, we heard a little hint, anyway, that we might get to some record-breaking temperatures by the end of this 7 days. Let's check.
Heat waves coming our way today. Not too bad, though. 84 and mostly sunny skies. Tomorrow reaches 86 and lots of sun. And then it zooms up. 91 will be the high on Thursday with mostly sunny skies. Gets even hotter than that on Friday. 96, lots of sun. 97 degrees on Saturday. Super hot weather. And then it stays pretty hot, too. 95 on Sunday. Still more sunshine. And Monday up to 94. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now, let me check the current temperature downtown. It's 54 degrees. You know the other one that I've been struggling with, Tim? The other one that I personally have been struggling with being able to go back to, and this may just be my paranoia and not based on any need, is flying. Flying may be completely safe right now, and I see all the precautions that they're taking. But everybody's wearing masks. Everybody's wearing masks.
Yeah.
You know, and the flying industry needs us to start to fly normally.
I watched a report on this over the weekend.
Oh, tell me.
And they were saying in your office space, now you're working from home, but in the average office space, all of the air in your office is circulated, half of it is circulated once an hour. In an airplane, using the same filters that they use in hospitals, it is circulated 10 to 12 times an hour.
Mm.
And that, in fact, the air may be healthier to breathe on a plane than it is in your office space, believe it or not.
Hmm.
Based on the, and I'm trying to think of what they're called. The HEPA filters? Is that
HEPA filters,
right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That's what they were talking about that they use on these planes. And obviously, the airlines are taking it much more serious these days with their cleaning. But I noticed, and it's funny you'd bring this up, I was reading in the New York Times this morning that in the last week or 2 weeks, I'd have to get the time frame.
People are slowly coming back to it. Is that the article that you were reading?
Yeah.
I read that, too, because my family really wants to travel, and my sons want to see their uncle and aunt in Florida. They are bugging me every day.
Here it is. Air travel surges by 123% in the last month. However, before you get too excited about that, over the 7 days ending on Sunday, an average of 212,580 people went through U.S. airport security checkpoints. A year ago at this time, that would have been 2.4 million.
Yes. Well, obviously, it's way down.
Yeah, but people are gaining some confidence.
Slowly, slowly coming back to it. Does that mean we should?
It's an individual choice, I would say.
Yeah.
For me and my family, with some of the travel deals that are out there and barring a 14-day quarantine on the other end, I think we'll probably be taking advantage of some of those deals. By the way, some of the revised restrictions and some of the confidence that's going on has caused our markets to jump this morning. The futures markets are way up, and we'll get a look at that and keep track of it for you at 25 and 55 past each hour throughout the morning.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
New York faces a new challenge from coronavirus, and they don't like it. Details from Sean Michael Isle at the KSL National News Desk. Brought to you by Superior Water and Air.
Well, Tim, all across the world, wildlife is coming into cities, all but abandoned during the coronavirus lockdown. New York City is no different, and Mayor Bill de Blasio says,
as New Yorkers, unfortunately, we know way too much about rats, and we are certainly not going to ever let it get to be a worse situation. We're going to fight it back.
No, but the city is now overrun with rats looking for something to eat. The few restaurants in operation have become rat central. Experts say rats are becoming much more aggressive, even turning to cannibalism. What may scare New Yorkers the most is there aren't any more rats. It's just that they're coming out where they can be seen while they search for scarce food. Live at the KSL National News Desk, I'm Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
By the way, these aren't those little tiny rats either. These
you can put a saddle on them.
Some of these are as big as a house cat, I'm telling you.
Oh, that woke me up. Oh, watching Utah's Money brought to you by UCCU, love where you bank. There is a silver lining to the small crowds at the Salt Lake Airport. Construction crews have been able to ramp up their work on the new terminal and tear down parts of the older buildings. That means the work should now be done 2 years ahead of schedule and save some $300 million. Wow.
KSL Drive, 7 electric pickup trucks are scheduled to debut this year. The first group will come from electric vehicle startup companies. Then we'll see electric trucks from Ford, GMC, and Chevrolet.
Another U.S. biotech company says they've started a coronavirus vaccine trial in humans. The Novavax company is running phase one of their trial in Australia. There are now about a dozen vaccines in early development.
All right. I mentioned that the markets were having a field day so far. The futures up over 2% on the Dow already. That's 495 points in the green at just about 25,000 right now. The S&P is up 55, that's 1.8%, and the NASDAQ is up 158, 1.7%.
I know it feels like Monday, but it's Tuesday, and we'll take a look at your morning commute next on KSL.
KSL 5 investigators, Brittany Glass, Mike Hedrick, and Matt Gephardt.
It starts with an email.
You reach out to the KSL investigators because you need someone who's on your side.
Then we get to work.
Your questions get answered. Your problems get solved.
The justice you deserve.
It could come your way. So visit KSLinvestigates.com and submit your tip so that we can get working for you.
You ask.
KSL Investigates.
You trust us for news and information in your car. Now trust us at home. KSL News Radio is your window to the outside world, keeping you informed on the coronavirus with updates every half hour, plus breaking news the minute it happens. Listen on your Amazon Echo or Google Home device. Just say, listen to KSL News Radio or download the KSL News Radio app. Text the word app to 57500. Take us home with you. KSL News Radio.
529, and time for us to get another peek at how the roads are starting the morning. Brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Bonus on groceries and dining. Looks good so far on those UDOT cameras, Heather.
Yeah, pretty good. Not a lot of traffic out there, but there was just enough that a couple people found each other. This was southbound I-15 at 3300 South. The crash is in the cleanup stages over on the right shoulder, not causing any delays. But even though we don't have a lot of traffic, you really need to use caution on your roads. Just, you know, pay attention to each other. Do social distancing with the car in front of you so you're not traveling too closely. Other than that, you're going to have good speeds anywhere you're planning to go. Do you have your own construction equipment? Diamond Rental can provide service, repair, and maintenance plans. From aerial inspections and training to generator service, Diamond Rental can help you keep your equipment working for you. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. And let's find out how warm it gets today and check the forecast with you, Grant.
We are going to be bringing on the heat here by the middle of the week. Today, not too bad. Mostly sunny up to 84. And tomorrow, 86 and lots of sunshine. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning, KSL News Time now, 5:30.
It is 54 degrees.
A crash southbound I-15 in South Salt Lake. I'm Heather Kelly.
We are following a developing story this half hour in Utah County, where a busy Memorial Day weekend took place for search and rescue teams, and it's not over.
KSL News Radio's Dan Baumas has the latest on a slew of rescues, including one that will happen later this morning.
There were a couple of incidents at Stewart Falls near Sundance. The Deseret News reports a 19-year-old woman and a 9-year-old boy fell about 40 feet when they got too close to the edge of the falls. They were both injured. The boy was flown to the hospital. In a separate incident, a 40-year-old woman needed help after she broke her leg when she tripped. At daylight, rescue teams are planning to bring down a hiker who is stranded at the 9,000-foot level of Mount Timpanogos. They dropped equipment to him last night so he could spend the night on the ledge. Dan Baumas, KSL News Radio.
Layton police have released the name of a woman who they say was killed by a man over the weekend after she met him on the Tinder dating app. As the investigation continues, a woman who's known the suspect for several years is expressing her condolences for the victim and her family. We get the details from KSL TV's Ashley Moser.
Autumn Daly actually worked with the alleged killer back in 2009. They were friendly. They never dated. But she says it wasn't until last year that he started bombarding her with text messages trying to meet up. She was trying to be nice and let him know that she wasn't interested. The most recent text was actually last week. She says she never felt that she was in danger or that he was aggressive, but that he was very persistent.
Daly tells KSL when she heard about the murder, she was shocked and says it could have been her.
The coronavirus, your money, and security. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
For the first time in several weeks, Utahns are returning to the mall.
It's been forever. I've been dying to go to the mall. It's been since, like, February.
But there are some changes for those businesses that are reopening. Lines are in place to encourage social distancing, and some stores are not allowing customers to try on clothing. Others are quarantining any clothing that is tried on but not purchased, putting it in a closet for a couple of days before bringing it back to the sales floor.
U of U students should be back on campus this fall. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live with more. Mary.
Tim, a spokesman for the U, says they will have smaller classes to make sure they can do some safe social and physical distancing. And on-campus living spaces could have extra cleaning of common areas. Dining could be more takeout, for example. Testing and contact tracing will also be in place. And all students will be expected to do regular hand washing. Meanwhile, the Utah State University's president says they will also have in-person classes, though some may just be partially in-person. The Utah System of Higher Education is expected to announce the system-wide strategy soon, and BYU has said they'll make an announcement in July. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
The pandemic continues to recede at the epicenter. KSL's top national stories this hour with Sean Michael Lyle live at the KSL National News Desk.
Well, Amanda, the epicenter for the pandemic announcing fewer than 100 deaths for only the second time yesterday. New York Governor Cuomo reporting 96 died as of Monday.
We honor them by growing stronger together.
21 of those deaths, by the way, were in nursing homes. More regions of New York State begin reopening process this week. Travel to the U.S. from Brazil now banned as coronavirus spreads there. ABC's Ian Pannell.
Some hospitals and morgues are now at capacity. Even mass graves have been dug for the growing ranks of the dead.
The season for Brazilian tourists coming to the U.S. just now beginning with Florida, a favorite destination. Coronavirus coverage every 30 minutes on KSL News Radio. California is allowing churches to reopen, but with no more than 100 people in attendance. Governor Newsom.
We look forward to churches reopening in a safe and responsible manner.
At least 1,200 pastors in the state vowed to resume services this coming Sunday with or without permission. And the Justice Department calling on Nevada to allow churches to resume, saying continued restrictions appear to violate the Constitution. The DOJ notes Nevada is allowing casinos to begin operations with restrictions in place, and not allowing churches to do the same could be problematic. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
KSL Weather Now with Grant Wayman. The forecast can be summed up in one word: hot.
Heat waves coming away today. It'll be comfortable. It'll start to climb. We'll hit a 90 degree or so on Thursday. That's, you know, hot, but not too bad. But it really starts to climb by the time we get to Friday and Saturday, middle upper 90 range. Folks got to just watch themselves in the sun, in the afternoon sun. Got to play it smart. Find the shady spot, extra water on hand, especially once we get toward the end of the week and first part of the weekend.
Grant says, with the exception of today, we're looking at hotter than normal temperatures for the entire 7-day forecast. And in St. George, they're expecting temperatures in the triple-digit range for 5 of the next 7 days.
A marathon live graduation ceremony is happening today in Magna. KSL News Radio's Todd Fuchs says it involved math.
8-hour period, and we had 2 stages. That's really 16 hours. And if we had all of the graduates sign up, we would need every 2 minutes.
That's Shanae Henson, graduation chair at Cypress High in Magna. Starting at 11 today at the school's 2 campuses, graduating seniors will walk across a stage solo, their parents watching and filming. They've been budgeted for about 2 minutes each. There won't be a handshake from the principal, but there will be hand clapping.
All times there should be 5 teachers in there, and they'll get to applaud, and then a few of us on the graduation committee.
Henson says about 300 seniors will be walking. Todd Fuchs, KSL News Radio.
Coming up on KSL, the latest on the negotiations to resume the NBA season.
And KSL traffic.
Everybody's moving along at freeway speeds, but we do have construction on I-80 in Tooele and a crash southbound 15 in South Salt Lake. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 5:36.
The voices of news and thoughtful conversation this spring.
David Dujanovic at 9.
Boyd Matheson at 11.
And Lee Lonsberry at 1.
These are your all-day companions for news on KSL News Radio. KSL News Radio is honoring the class of 2020 with inspiring speeches from Utah's high school graduates. Listen at 7:45, 12:15, 3:45, and 5:45 every day this week. And be uplifted as you hear from Utah's brightest young adults. It's honoring the class of 2020. Brought to you by Chick-fil-A Utah. Download the Chick-fil-A One app for ordering, drive-through or curbside pickup, or delivery. Honoring the class of 2020 from Utah's all-day companion for news, KSL News Radio.
Sounds like it was a busy weekend for rescuers, search and rescue up above Sundance Resort. 3 incidences where people had to be helped out. Some of those still being rescued this morning, and we're keeping an eye on it for you throughout the morning here on KSL.
The NBA, its owners and players are still trying to work out a plan to resume games. ESPN NBA insider Brian Windhorst says one of the big questions is whether to resume the regular season with all teams playing or just go straight to the postseason with up to 16 teams.
What does look like a possibility is something with the 16 teams in playoff position plus. What does that plus mean? Does that plus mean a play-in tournament for the teams on the bubble? The problem is the bubble looks different in the West than it does in the East. Does it mean some sort of round robin? That's something that's been mentioned to me as a possibility where all the teams would play a round robin and then you'd advance, sort of like you see in the Olympics. Or would this just be a flat cut to 16 teams And if you didn't make it on your first 65 games, we apologize and wish you the best of luck. The other thing is, what happens to those 16 teams? One of the things that could be under discussion is, would they seed them 1 through 16? This is something Adam Silver has talked about for years but hasn't been able to get through because of travel. Well, now travel isn't an issue. So many different layers here, all with Friday being a bit of an end line as they try to take a bona fide plan to the owners.
Holy cow, that's confusing.
Yeah, and here's the crazy thing. Teams like the New Jersey Nets that had Kevin Durant sign in the offseason last year and then went the entire season without him. Kyrie Irving also, I don't know if he even played any games this year. They could have them both back if the league resumes, but I don't know what the point would be if you're only going to play 10 regular season games and then move on to the postseason.
So where would that put the Jazz?
The Jazz, I think when we called a stop to it, we were fourth position in the West, so we'd have a home court advantage in whatever that playoff looks like.
So I'll take that.
We would take that.
Yeah.
But it also means, and I saw this in the Deseret News this morning, that we could have another first-round matchup against the Houston Rockets. Not everybody's favorite.
No. All right, 5:39. Let's get another early look at your morning commute brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Bonus on groceries and dining. And back over to you, Heather.
We're seeing a bit of traffic now on SR-36 in Twilla County heading north toward I-80. Just enough to back you up once you get to some of those traffic lights, especially at Stansbury Park and Mills Junction. Other than that, once you're on the freeways, everybody's moving along quite nicely right now. No accidents if you're northbound I-15 coming out of Spanish Fork and rounding the Point of the Mountain into downtown Salt Lake. Same story southbound I-15 coming out of Ogden, Weber, and Davis counties, but we're still cleaning up a crash southbound 15 at 3300 South. Utah Online School is leading the way in free online education. Classes are for kindergarten through 12th grades. You can attend part-time or full-time. Enroll now at utahonline.org. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. We've got a nice day for you today, but then things start to heat up. Here's Grant.
Heat wave coming away by Thursday, but today just going to be nice and warm. Warmer than it was yesterday, up to 84, and lots of sun and sunny 86 tomorrow. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
I don't know if I'm ready for 97 degrees yet, but ready or not, here it comes for the weekend. Right now, 84 downtown.
It's not even June yet. Usually I like to put that off a little bit more. Yeah. I hear you, Tim. Coming up in a moment, I've enjoyed these so much, and I'm glad we have a few more. We're honoring the class of 2020 with speeches from high school graduates. We have wisdom from our youth, and they have some to share. Wait till you hear. That's just ahead on KSL News Radio.
Stay with us at 102.7 FM and 1160 AM, and thanks for starting your morning with KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Attorney CPA Joe Cordell.
Even in the toughest of times, there are usually opportunities for relief. Many husbands and dads listening now are struggling to keep businesses afloat, to stay current on alimony and child support orders. You should know that this crisis may allow you to modify your support obligations. But this reduction, though, would typically only date back to the date that your motion is filed, not the hearing date. So time is of the essence. I'll make a similar encouraging point to guys being dealt the double crisis of an epidemic and a divorce. For you, this crisis will likely mean that your business, real estate, income, and retirement will all be appraised at their current, much lower value. So if you're a guy needing help right now, not someday when things are back to normal, call us at Cordell & Cordell. This is what we do.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Salt Lake City area attorneys, a partner men can count on. Online at CordellCordell.com. 910 West Legacy Center Way, Suite 120, Midvale, Utah, 84047.
Well, spring is here, and now's the perfect time to get started on a healthy, green, weed-free lawn. Before you do anything else, call Stewart's, Utah's number one local lawn care company. Stewart's lawn experts know exactly what needs to be done, and they'll do it all, so you don't have to. Dandelions, weak turf, and lawn grubs are no match for Stewart's. Keep your lawn looking healthy and green this entire spring, summer, and even into fall. Make that call to Stewart's. You and your family can get out into the yard and start loving your beautiful lawn instead of working on it. With Stewart's, a green lawn is guaranteed. If you see weeds or something doesn't look right, call or text Stewart's. They'll be there before you know it. Enjoy the simple things right under your feet with the people you love. Beautiful lawn and weeds gone with stewartslawn.com. Call or visit stewartslawn.com, sign up for service this season, and get one treatment free. Green lawn.
If you're struggling with your mortgage, there's a free government program that offers expert one-on-one advice about your mortgage options. Call 1-888-995-HOPE or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
One of our listeners, of course, reminded me it's no longer the New Jersey Nets. It is the Brooklyn Nets. old habits die hard for me. Thanks for helping me wake up this morning. Hey, if you're listening this morning on the KSL News Radio app, I know you're enjoying it, not just in the morning hours, but throughout the day when you want to get access to things you might have missed through podcast or whatever. You can get them in an instant. And if you haven't done it yet, download the KSL News Radio app powered by our friends at Any Hour Services. KSL News Time, 5:44. The three things you need to know this hour. First, an 18-year-old Washington State man will be rescued from Mount Timonogas today. Utah County rescuers say they were able to get some equipment to him to spend the night after he got trapped on a cliff.
Second, police say the suspect in a weekend murder met his victim on the dating app Tinder. 24-year-old Ethan Hunsaker was arrested early Sunday morning on suspicion he murdered Ashlyn Black.
Third, let's see what the roads look like this morning. Brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Bonus on groceries and dining.
Well, looking pretty good. An earlier crash. Southbound 15 in South Salt Lake has cleared. All the lanes are open. And we're filling in just a little bit in Utah County. A few more cars on the road, but not enough to slow you down. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
A lot of sunshine up to 84 today. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Right now, it's 54 downtown.
With KSL's top national stories.
11 states now reporting an increase in the number of COVID-19 cases being reported, including Arkansas, which appears to be going through a second peak. Governor Asa Hutchinson with more on places that have not been enforcing social distancing and facial coverings.
How do you remedy that? Part of it is re-education and part of it is experience. If there is an outbreak as a result and positive cases as a result of that behavior, then there's going to be consequences that they will understand, and hopefully we'll be more aware of that.
St. Louis County, Missouri, hoping to issue a travel advisory for those who attended big parties at Lake of the Ozarks over Memorial Day weekend. Many of those people are now back at work, even though they've been asked to self-quarantine for 14 days. Brett Boyles owns a bar in Osage Beach, Missouri.
There was a lot of people here, so it's very hard to social distance with 10 bars in such a little area.
The World Health Organization urging countries not to let their guard down, even if they seem past the peak. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
KSL is honoring the class of 2020. Class of 2020 and the graduating class of Diamond Ridge High School.
Yes, KSL News Radio is honoring the class of 2020. We're doing it with speeches from high school graduates.
And now we hear from Natalie Sala.
My high school years have seemed to have been quite the roller coaster, as I'm sure it has been for many of us. My freshman year was definitely the easiest. I didn't let my social life get in the way of school, given the fact that we moved to somewhere new. I was living with my aunt and her kids, which now I know had part of my depression. My sophomore year, we moved back up to Kearns and back in with my mom. The beginning of that year was good. I had more friends, I was getting better mentally. Then, like a cliche, I let a boy ruin it. And eventually I started to hang around the wrong people, which led me to the beginning of my junior year. I'd like to say I attended some of my classes, but I didn't. I was failing all of them, and I didn't know what half of my teachers looked like, let alone their names. I had also fallen back into my depression and let it control most of my decisions. I was fighting with my family and just making terrible decisions altogether, which you know sounds perfectly normal for any teenager, but it wasn't good for us as a family. My mom kicked me out, so I moved in with my older sister and her husband. The first thing we did was get me enrolled into Diamond Ridge High School. Set some rules about my attendance and what my grades would look like. Then got me into therapy because my coping skills weren't exactly ideal or healthy. Now that I've gotten used to the environment and I've adjusted to how things are, my grades are the best they've ever been. I've made up all my missing credits. I'm doing great in therapy. I don't have those type of friends anymore, and my environment is as structured as it could be given the times. I had to work really hard to make up for all of the school I had missed and to rebuild my mental health. As much as I'd like to say I'm a new person, I'm not. I'm a better person for the most part. And I hope that's how all of you view yourselves based on the decisions you've made to get you here. I'm proud of not only myself, but all of us, especially those from Diamond Ridge High School. We've all had our own share of hard times where we believed we wouldn't be here graduating. A year ago, graduating sounded impossible, let alone at the top of my class. But here we are, even with all of the people who doubted and were disappointed, we did that. And all of us should be proud of it, no matter how we did it, because we did it. So here's a huge thank you to all of the staff in my school and my family who helped me and encouraged me to get my work done and push through the hard times to get me here. Congrats to the entire class of 2020. We made it through the high school roller coaster.
That young lady got through quite a lot of challenges to get to this moment.
Yeah, and you know what? Her name's Natalie Sala. There are probably more kids out there like Natalie than there are those valedictorians that we hear from. Mm-hmm. And for her to take the opportunity to speak from the heart and tell her own story in a moment like that, not just to those that might be in attendance in a gymnasium at the school, but to the world on KSL News Radio, is brave of her.
It is brave. And I say bravo to be able to tell other kids, you know what, it's not easy. It's not easy, and there are warts along with the beautiful moments. And that makes it all the more beautiful when you make it.
Yeah.
You just hang in there until the door opens. It will open if you hang in there.
Natalie, good for you.
Yes.
Great to hear from you this morning. Seniors will offer their graduation speeches on KSL News Radio every day this week. Hear speeches you missed and more on KSLNewsRadio.com.
KSL's Honoring the Class of 2020 is brought to you by Chick-fil-A Utah, proudly supporting the graduating class of 2020.
It is 5:49. Time for us to get another peek at how the roads are doing this morning. Brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Bonus on groceries and dining. And Heather Kelly's in early this morning.
Well, Tim, things are still looking pretty good on all the roadways. Everybody's moving at freeway speeds right now, but we're starting to see a few more cars, especially in Utah County, also out in Tooele County on SR 36 getting onto I-80. Once you're on I-80, no problems to the airport or transitioning onto the 201 freeway. We do have a bit of construction, though, westbound I-80, so if you're leaving Salt Lake County and heading into Tooele, you're down to one left-hand lane right around Lake Point, but it's not enough traffic to slow you down there. At University of Utah Health, they take care of Utah like Utah takes care of each other. There's only one you. Be treated that way. Learn more at uofuhealth.org. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines, and we are going to get hot this week. Let's check that 7-day forecast with you, Grant.
I'm going to say hello to the 90s and a heat wave coming our way by Thursday. Today, well, warming up, 84 will be the high, and lots of sunshine, sunny 86 tomorrow. And then we climb up there, 91 will be the high on Thursday, mostly sunny skies. 96 Friday, mostly sunny, hot on Saturday up to 97. 95 Sunday, mostly sunny, and more summer weather for Monday, 94, mostly sunny. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now, downtown, it's 54 degrees.
You know, this headline sucked me in this morning, a little bit of clickbait. It said, the number one thing Americans are spending their stimulus checks on, even more than shopping at Costco, Walmart, and Target. What do you think it is?
I have no idea.
30% of people said they use their stimulus checks to pay their basic bills. Cell phones, utilities, cable TV, rent, the number one priority. And some analysts are surprised at that.
Like, yeah, with 25%? People, you know, knowing someone who's lost their jobs,
yeah. That they didn't rush right out and buy, you know, a new flat screen TV.
No.
They're concerned about what the near term is for them and their families. It's not a surprise to me, but it is a statistic that's out there this morning. And let me tell you something. The markets, as far as the futures go, are on a run this morning. And we'll get a look at those numbers and check the rest of your money news coming up here in just a minute.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
Your daughter just had her first breakup. Do you A, put yourself in her shoes?
How could he do this to you? And for Sheila, she has split ends.
B, console her.
Oh, sweetie, this is going to happen a lot. 4, maybe 5 more times before you get married.
C, take charge.
Got to get this all straightened out. Give a little talking to man, mano a mano. Hey, Steve, it's now a good time? No? Okay, no problem. Bye.
Or D, help her find a new boyfriend.
I know a great place to meet boys. The internet. Nice, single boys. Never mind. How about some ice cream?
As a parent, there are no perfect answers. But you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
A vehicle is stolen once every 40 seconds in the United States. The cost adds up to over $6 billion a year. But there are steps you can take to help put the brakes on vehicle theft. Roll up the windows completely. Don't leave valuables in the car. Take the keys or the fob with you. Lock the doors. If you have information on vehicle theft, contact the NICB. Reach us at 1-800-TEL-NICB or visit www.nicb.org. A public service message from the National Insurance Crime Bureau.
Watching Utah's Money brought to you by UCCU. Love where you bank. Utahns who need insulin will get a break on their costs a lot sooner than expected. A program to cap the cost of insulin will now start June 1st instead of the original start date in January.
KSL Drives, I was just floored to read this news over the weekend, Tim, because isn't this like a 100-year-old company? Hertz?
Mm-hmm.
Filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy over the weekend. The company has, I think they were formed like in 1932 or something. I need to check that. The company has been selling off-fleet vehicles to try and stay afloat as it restructures.
Makes sense, though, if many people are flying. All of those cars that are parked on the lot at the airports not being used. It does mean, however, if you're looking for a slightly used car, they're selling them at some crazy prices, I do understand. Meet packaging companies are offering new perks to recruit more employees. Not only have some plants had coronavirus outbreaks, but the plants often rely on immigrants, and immigration is currently restricted.
Let's take a look at your money at this moment. The Dow futures, as you were mentioning, Tim, the futures are way up. Dow futures up 488, that is 2%. The S&P futures up 53.3, that's 1.8%. The NASDAQ futures up 152, that's 1.6%. Oil is up as well, up 81 cents. We're at $34.06 a barrel.
I saw you out on your walk yesterday with Molly. I happened to be driving
by.
I was on Grizzly Way, headed to drop off a rototiller that we used in the backyard, and I saw you walking the dog.
Oh, yeah.
Were you on the road when the honor parade came by?
No, I saw all the people lined up for the honor parade, and I was hoping I might just time it right and be on the road when they came by, but I missed it.
I didn't know what my neighbors were up to. They were walking towards Grizzly Way out of our neighborhood with their chairs over their shoulder, right. And I thought, where are they going?
I know. I wondered that, too, and I finally asked somebody, and they said, yeah, we're here for the honor parade.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, I just need to slow my walk.
But a lot of they had a huge hook and ladder fire truck that was leading the way with some signage on it, and then a ton of old cars, classic cars that were trailing behind them, all carrying flags, and it was really something to see. Shout out again this morning to our first line workers out there, the first line of defense against this virus, our healthcare workers. Nice little honor going on in West Jordan yesterday.
Bravo.
We'll get another look at traffic and weather together when we come back.
People join Walk MS to raise awareness and funds that change the world for everyone affected by multiple sclerosis. MS attacks the brain and spinal cord. It's the most common neurological disease, leading to disability in young adults. Walk MS brings communities together, creating teams with friends, loved ones, and coworkers to rally around those we care about and end MS forever. Join us. Together we are stronger. Walk MS fundraising accelerates research breakthroughs and life-changing breakthroughs. It will take all of our passion, determination, and fundraising to end MS forever. Together, we can change the world for people with MS. Join us. Register today, start a team, and raise funds at walkms.org.
A powerful threat calls for a greater response.
Not tomorrow.
Not in a few years.
But right now.
Some battles must be faced together. Cancer fighters stand up to cancer every day, and you can be part of this battle, too.
Donate $25 or more, and you'll receive 10 American Airlines Advantage miles for every dollar you give. Visit standuptocancer.org/American Airlines to learn more.
Together, we can save lives.
Stand Up to Cancer is a division of EIF.
Get news all day on the KSL News Radio app and on the app for radio.com.
KSL, honoring the class of 2020.
Now is the time to put aside our differences and bond together to rise to the occasion.
TMU's class of 2020 tried to be one thing, inclusive, like to a new level of being inclusive.
We are learning,
fighting, and growing. And we are prepared to move forward.
Remember, Chargers, when we stand together, we are stronger.
Help us send off our 2020 graduates all this month on KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
5:59, let's get another look at your early morning commute brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Bonus on groceries and dining. Heather?
We have a new crash up in Layton. This is on SR 193. It's heading west away from Hill Air Force Base toward US 89. Doesn't appear to be causing any delays, but again, we don't have a lot of traffic out there and people seem to be finding each other, so we want to stop that. But everybody else moving along nicely, southbound I-15 from Ogden to Salt Lake, and northbound, if you're coming out of Spanish Fork, Provo area, you're going to have good speeds all the way into downtown Salt Lake. Waterford Upstart will get your child ready for school. This early education program is done online, at home, and available to all Utah 4-year-olds at no cost. Register at waterfordupstart.org. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
84 for a high later, then it goes 86, 91, 96, 97, all the way into the weekend. Some record-breaking temperatures on the way. We'll keep an eye on it for you.
This is your daily resource for critical breaking news, weather, and conversation about Utah's most important stories. Listen on the KSL News Radio app. Brought to you by Any Hour Services, KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City. We are KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.